I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 746, Non-Anxious Churches. Today, I have the privilege of speaking with my son, Pastor Mark Knight, who's the pastor of Praise Covenant Church in Tacoma, Washington, and he's now an author. His new book, Non-Anxious Churches, Finding the Way of Jesus for Pastors and Churches Today, just came out everywhere you buy books. And I want to talk to Mark about why he wrote it and why he thinks it's important today. So welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Hey, good to be here.
So Mark, this was a burden on your heart. You've been working on this for a couple years. Why do you think God put this on your heart to write this book?
Oh, I think I've always sort of been a student of the church in a lot of ways. I think part of it's being a pastor's kid, but, you know, then being called into ministry myself is just sort of, and being young in ministry allows me to sort of have sort of the, noticing the ugly couch in the room, as Andy Stanley used to put it, paying attention to some of the things. And I think COVID brought out a whole sort of side of the church that I don't think a lot of us were super familiar with or recognized, because it was kind of hidden under our surfaces. And that's just leading out of anxiousness, making decisions based on relieving some of the free-floating anxieties that we feel, and just making those choices and creating structures that way and leading in that sort of regard. And then when it's all sort of pulled out and the rug's sort of pulled out from under you, is that feeling of still trying to make things happen when, you know, God's saying to kind of wait and do things a little differently.
So, you know, there's a whole book about this, obviously, that you wrote, so it's hard to get it into a five-minute podcast. But you said on page 40, when we let the what-if questions drive the church forward into the future will always be an anxious one, full of fears and more unknown anxieties. So what did you mean by the what-if questions that drive churches?
Well, I think we kind of live in a world, often, a lot of us, and this is personal and societal, where we think about, well, what if the worst happens to us? What if the bad things happen to us? We constantly see enemies and dangers around every corner, and we start to sort of go, well, what if, I mean, we plan a budget. What if we run out of money this year? What if halfway through the year our biggest giver leaves? Or what if this happens? And the more we do that, the more that we set a structure and a path forward and lead in such a way where we're not trusting God to come through. We're trusting our plan Bs and Cs and Ds and Fs, right?
So, yeah, in the book you talk about anxious pastors and non-anxious pastors, and anxious churches and non-anxious churches, and they can kind of mix and match, right? You can have a non-anxious pastor trying to pastor an anxious church and vice versa.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I think we all sort of deal with the free-floating anxieties that are sort of just floating around us, and so there's really no one that's fully non-anxious, or no church is fully non-anxious, no pastor is fully non-anxious. There's things that trigger all of us to sort of grab onto our control and seize it and run with it.
So as pastors and as churches, I know this is not a 1, 2, 3, here's the three steps to being non-anxious, but what are some general things you would say that the church needs to lean into to not fall into the trap of anxiousness?
I would say abiding and overflowing would be kind of the ways of which to find our source and our strength and sort of our identity of who we are comes from abiding first. To trust in Jesus first instead of as an afterthought. I think a lot of Christians and leaders and pastors, and we're all sort of guilty of sort of praying after we've already made the decisions. And so now we're asking God to bless the decision we just made instead of seeking him first to make any decisions or to find the way forward. And so we're constantly then playing catch up or trying to be reactive instead of proactive. And I think that when we abide first and we sort of allow our source of strength and where we find ourselves in Jesus, we find ourselves a little less hurried, a little less anxious, and we can begin to then overflow in such a way where the fruit of the Spirit is sort of coming out of us naturally.
Yeah, that's really good. I know as a pastor, if we really lean into non-anxiousness, it means that we might have less attendance. We might not be bigger, better, faster, stronger. We may not have all the trappings that the world calls us successful, and we got to be okay with that, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of the point, is that I think we've bought into our culture's model of success, right? And seeing our success as a church based on numbers or high giving or bigger buildings or better programs or all that kind of stuff. But that's not a prescription that we see in the scriptures at all. Like, none of those things are the things that truly ultimately matter. And that's not to say that we should never look at those things or focus on those things, but that should never be our end goal. Because if we create a church where we're just trying to get more numbers and more and bigger budget, then we don't have to do anything that's sort of Jesus-like. We can just do things business-like and make those decisions through that lens instead. And then that's where we start to see some of the pastoral failure, the burnout, the weary staffs, the frustrated congregants, and these just exhausted culture and hustle culture sort of just infiltrated our midst.
Boy, I think this book is so needed, and you call it Finding the Way of Jesus. And the way of Jesus, as you like to say at Praise Covenant, is to be with Jesus and then to be like Jesus. And we've got to lean more into that if we're going to be healthy in this new generation.
I couldn't agree more.
So, Mark, tell us how people can get in contact with you. Say a little bit about your podcast that you do and where they can get the book.
Yeah, I mean, I put together a little podcast too called Non-Anxious Churches. It's just wherever you find podcasts. I just talk a little bit more, because there's so much more that could be said and talked about, and real life examples and things like that. And even a lot of it has to do with some of the stuff that I wrestle with and deal with and work through when it comes to pastoring and leading. But it's also for congregants too, because I think as we move into this post-Christian world that we're in, I think the secret sauce is going to be sort of being the non-anxious presence in our community and in our world. And so, like, we start to, because our generation and each generation that's after it, my generation was considered, the millennial generation, the most anxious generation that has ever existed. Wow. And now they're thinking Gen Z is going to surpass that. So the world is very anxious around us. And if the church just continues to be that place that's also anxious, then we're not offering any sort of new hope for these anxious people. Instead, when we can become non-anxious and we can be sort of a source of hope and strength and joy and beauty, we all of a sudden start to paint a picture that people are drawn to. And I think that's really good. And so that's kind of, we talk about the podcast. Obviously, the book's on anywhere that you get books. It's Amazon, Barnes and Noble. I mean, you could even go into a bookstore and have them order it for you. I doubt it will be on the shelves, but they can pull it up because it's in the distributors that they all have.
Hey, it's on Kindle now, right?
Yeah, it's on Kindle now. There's a hardcover, though the hardcover is real expensive, so I don't... But hey, you know what? Maybe you just want to get it. Go for it. But there's a few of those options that are out there that you can grab it. You can get it. I would encourage anybody to read it. Congregants, pastors, church leaders, people that are just hoping for a future, you know, of the church, want to see the beauty of the bride of Christ again. All that kind of stuff is anybody could read it. Grab one for your pastor or a pastor you know. If you have somebody that's burnt out on church, this would be a good book for them to read, because it instills that hope again that people can have in the church, that there is a better way to do church than hustle culture and exhaustion culture.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's called Non-Anxious Churches, Finding the Way of Jesus for Pastors and Churches Today. I'm rereading it. I'm on chapter 7, going through the second time through, and I've enjoyed it each time. It's very rich. So thanks for joining me on the podcast, and thanks for being my son.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and thanks for being my dad.
I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 747. And in the meantime, may you experience a non-anxious day as you walk with Jesus. God bless.